All right, guys, here we are. Last break of the day on this Monday. It's been a fun day, Monday. And thanks to all our listeners. We appreciate you so much. Going to work, at home, taking the kids to school, whatever you're doing, we love you and thank you.
Hey, listen, I got some closing remarks just to encourage people. And I want to say it this way to everybody. Listen to me. Be determined. Get determined. Stay determined. Make it up in your mind to be determined. Don't let nothing stop you. Be determined. Put it in your head. Make the decision that this is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to be. And I'm going to see it through. Be determined. Too many people give up too fast. Too many people hit a bump in the road and let that bump turn into a mountain. Too many people see the detour time. Too many people see the detour sign and say, well, I guess it wasn't meant to be. That's not true. It's the process. You have to be determined. Things are going to go wrong along the way. That's a fact. You will not become successful in this world easily. There's going to be factors. Something is going to happen. The saying is, life is 10% what happens to you. It's 90% of what you do about it. The 90% is how you react to it. Be determined. You have got to become doggish. I was having a conversation in Missouri with a man outside of a restaurant. I was waiting on the car to come around. Real big white guy. Huge, man. He had to be about 6'7". Big dude, man, had a solid white mustache, cowboy hat, and a down vest on. And real country dude, so Mr. Harvey. Pleasure to meet you, sir. He said, why are you looking at me like that? Because I'm thinking. The whole time, and I said, because, man, you remind me of Bonanza. I thought I was talking to Hoss Cartwright. This dude was big. And he said, can I ask you a question? Did you grow up Pentecostal? And I was just like out of nowhere. He said, did you grow up Pentecostal? And I said, yeah, my mother was a Sunday school teacher. We grew up in the Apostolic Church. He said, Church of God in Christ? I said, yeah. He said, I knew it. I knew it. I said, how'd you know that, sir? He said, because that thing you did in that comedy show, that thing, that introduction of Christ. He said, let me tell you something. I'm a minister. And that this conversation just happened. He said, I'm a minister. He said, and after I saw that thing, I started looking you up and following you. He said, and young man, you got a heck of a story. He said, you know what? You had to be one determined fella to get to where you are after all of that. And I said, yeah, man, I was determined. He said, what'd you attribute it to? I said, my mama. I said, because my mama taught me about faith. She taught me about prayer. She taught me about believing. She taught me so many scriptures that told me that it was going to be all right, that he would prosper me, that he would make my enemies my footstool. She taught me so many things, all them scriptures coming back, that he would prepare us a table in the presence of thine enemies. She taught me so many things, man. And he was just sitting there. He said, well, I just want to shake your hand. And he went off. And that's why I did the closing remark that I'm doing today. Be determined. Y'all, do you know that you're going to have an incredible story to tell? But you got to hang around and let the chapters get written. Stop giving up. Man, this is just a chapter. Story ain't over. That's the cold thing about your story. It's going to have some wins and losses in your book. Your book going to have wins and losses. Now, to tell you the truth, I've had way more losses than I have wins, but that ain't what they write about me. They write about the wins. They say Michael Jordan has took 946 game-winning shots. They say he's made 146 of them, something like that. He missed most of the game-winning shots he took, but you know the ones they write about? The ones he made. Because he was determined, because he made them at the right times, in the right game, at the right moment. Some of your losses don't really matter because the timing ain't going to really have an effect on you. But if you don't take the shot, you can't make the shot. You got to be determined, man. I'm determined. Be determined, everybody. And tell your story, because it's going to be one heck of a story when it's over. And you're going to look back like the old people say, my soul looks back in wonder how I got over. Because I know mine do. Those are my closing remarks today. Hey, listen, y'all, do yourself a huge favor today. Talk to God today, because he would absolutely love to hear from you. And it don't matter if you ain't talked to him in a while. That's the good thing about God. He'll let you start with him today.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.